From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. The success of The Hunger Games and Divergent series opened the floodgates for young adult novels set in a dystopian future. Readers gobble up dark stories set in bleak landscapes where the authorities can't be trusted and young protagonists rebel against a world built to subdue them. And of course, there's room for romance to rise from the ashes. Margaret Bristol is an editor at Bookish. As she was preparing for her own wedding, she looked to the genre and wrote, "What I Learned About Getting Married from Dystopian YA." Welcome to Word of Mouth, Margaret.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you're a devoted fan of these kind of books. How did you get hooked?
I really got hooked with The Hunger Games. It was passed to me by a friend of mine. She told me it would be a really great read, and I had always loved reading teen novels, and I'm a huge reader, and it just kind of sucked me in, and I had to read them as fast as I could. So it really started with The Hunger Games, and then I realized that there's a whole world of YA that is dystopian fiction.
I can imagine they'd teach you something about maybe, you know, skinning a squirrel or something, but what can you begin to take away about having a relationship?
I think one of the first ones is that you really need to open yourself up to possibilities that you may not have thought before. Many of the characters in these novels see their world as very black and white, and usually there's a plot shift that changes things, and they learn things that they didn't know about their world or society. That's usually what gets the plot going, and that's kind of how I found my life playing out. You know, you find love in very unexpected places.
What are your favorite books or series in the genre? And I'm wondering if they ever offer conflicting romantic advice.
Well, that's for sure. You know, if you look at the book series Delirium, which is a series by Lauren Oliver, another best-selling series, which has come out in the last few years, that society that she portrays is built in a world where love is considered a disease. And it's something that you definitely don't want in your life. The protagonist in that series kind of learns that falling in love is worth the risk. There's so much in there that I think is really fascinating, especially from an adult perspective of reading these books about young people. I think a lot of it is recapturing a little bit of your youth. And I guess at the end of the day, you're really as only as old as you feel. You know, it's nice to go back and remember and be nostalgic about a time in my life where everything was a first. For a lot of characters, it's the first time they're falling in love, and it's the first time they're rebelling against their parents. And although those times are older for me, it doesn't mean that there aren't new adventures ahead.
Margaret, do you have an example of a time, you know, like maybe you and your fiancé now or husband?
He's my husband now.
You were having a difficult period, and you actually thought about, okay, what would, you know, X do in this situation?
Well, I try to live a lot of my life by what would Katniss do, I think, for a lot of reasons. I mean, I love the character. I think she's very strong. I think what I've taken away from the character of Katniss in The Hunger Games is that, you know, the world doesn't necessarily revolve around you. And, you know, although a problem, you know, might seem really big, you know, there are other things in the world that are definitely a lot worse. So don't sweat the small stuff.
Is your husband into the genre as well?
He's read The Hunger Games, and he's read Ender's Game. He's going to start Divergent soon. I'm definitely going to make sure that he reads that before the movie comes out next year.
It's kind of like couples therapy, I guess, both of you reading the same YA books.
A little bit. I mean, he loved The Hunger Games as much as I did, and, you know, he read all three in succession like I did, and the day the movie came out, it was a big date for us. We went to the movies the evening it was out, I think, like the 10 o'clock showing.
Margaret Bristol, editor at Bookish.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can read her article, What I Learned About Getting Married from Dystopian YA. We have a link at wordofmouthradio.org.